all about the kids, and I found out that their department, their finance department, needs so much help, and the community knows Cass Tech. Everybody knows Cass Tech. It's one of the best schools in Metro Detroit.
Yes.
And I wanted to make sure that these kids knew how much. I wanted this community and this school to show how much we appreciate these kids.
Now, from growing up in the Detroit area, and I graduated from Redford, so it's now a Meyer store, you know? So it's always good to see a school still thriving and doing well, and especially in the Detroit area. And it's an honor when you can say you're a Cass Tech graduate, and it's an honor when you find out you're in the ninth grade and you got accepted to go to Cass Tech. Mm-hmm. So this is such a cool thing. But yeah, all over the place, we're struggling with the fine arts departments at schools all over the place. So it's really good to have this. And you have guests with you.
Yeah, I brought some of the students. I mean, why hear from me? Hear directly from them, and they can tell you about what they need and why they love what they do in the fine arts department so much, and what they are hoping that people will help them with, you know?
So we have our fine arts radio television extraordinaire teacher here.
Yes.
Yes, we do. And I happen to be a Cass Tech alumni.
Come on now. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Patricia Hicks, Cass Tech class of 87.
Come on now.
And I am proud to be back at home teaching and learning and working with my students. They are phenomenal at Cass Tech. And right now, we are working with Evron. He has been so gracious to do a fundraiser with the Fine Arts Department at Cass Tech. So we are really excited. We have our band, our orchestra, our dance, and me with the theater students. We're all combining and collaborating to make this a great event to raise funds for our department.
So y'all know that Evron likes to do, like, costume changes and stuff like that, right?
No, but we're going to find out.
They're going to learn.
Introduce yourself. You're,
so we got some of the students here, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello, everyone. My name is Solomon Shorter. I am a graduating senior at Cass Tech this year, and I am in the performing arts department. I act, sing, and dance.
Yes, and you have the mime costume today.
Yes, today's Halloween, you know?
Yeah, I came outside to the lobby, and there's just like a bunch of people all in costume, which, you know, all around the building we have, you know, people in costume. So I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Introduce yourself, please.
How you doing? My name is O.C. Brown IV. I'm also a graduating senior at Cass Tech, and I act and dance.
All right. Now, who are you dressed as today?
I'm Cat Williams.
Cat? Yes. Okay. I was trying.
Mike.
I was trying really hard not to say it, but yes, he's Cat. What's your name?
My name is John Sanford. I'm also a graduating senior at Cass Tech, and I am an actor in the performing arts department.
Awesome. Awesome. And who are you today?
I'm dressed as Big Daddy Kane.
Yes, you are. Yes. You are indeed Big Daddy Kane. Evron, come on back up to the mic. So tell everybody about this that's going on and how they can get tickets and stuff.
So the fundraiser is on November 15th. Mm-hmm. It starts at 6 o'clock. And as Ms. Hicks mentioned, the band is going to be performing, the orchestra, spoken word, dance, theater, and I'm going to be performing as the headliner as well. Songs from my first album and my new album as well that comes out that same day. But tickets are only $20. The money goes to benefit the school's fine arts department.
Yeah.
And you can buy them by going to my website, evrodcassamy.com. Hopefully we'll be able to post a link
absolutely.
On your station website as well. But evrodcassamy.com, E-V as in Victor, R-O-D as in dog, C-A-S-S as in Sam, I-M as in Mary, Y.com. And again, you can buy them online and show up, have a great time.
I'm so excited for you, man. This music thing for you has been just so exciting to watch.
It's been an incredible journey. I'm honored to have not just my wife, my two sons on the album with me, but a special moment with the late Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. She's also featured on there as well.
I just got chills.
Yeah.
This is so, so cool. Now, I remember when you were saying that you were a singer. We talked about it when I first met you, and just to see this progression, and then to see you do this with one great school in the city of Detroit, that is just amazing. And I thank you.
Thank you. I think it's important to give back and to let these young students, they're seniors, they're going to be in college very soon, making real important life decisions, but yeah. to let them know how much we support them. And, you know, we got to where we are by somebody lending a helping hand
Absolutely.
To us. And I just want to be able to do that back for
wow.
them.
Wow. Well, thank you all for coming. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
I appreciate all of you for stopping by. And again, evrodcastme.com. Mm-hmm. Get those tickets. Support our kids.
Absolutely.
They're all our kids, by the way. We're the Detroit Praise Network.